The fine art of common sense. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Mike Pompeo making his way through the Senate committee and on his way to the full Senate for confirmation as Secretary of State, as he deserves, as we have talked about, because he is a, you know, West Point graduate, Harvard Law graduate, a former U.S. Congressman, director of the CIA, and some Democrats would have you believe that somehow he's not qualified to be the Secretary of State, even though he traveled to North Korea over Easter to sit down with Kim Jong-un and start putting together the real brass tacks of what it might take to end the hostilities in Korea altogether. In fact, we could see a peace treaty between the North and South after 65 years. That could come first. And then a summit with the president, Donald Trump, could come second. Join me now, Frank Vernuccio, the editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, welcome back.
Steve, it's great to be with you.
Always good to have you here. How big a deal? Is it possible to overstate how important this could be, the North Korean potential deal?
No, it's not, particularly when it comes in light of several other foreign policy successes recently accomplished by the Trump administration. If you include the radical change in Saudi Arabia in a way that it's great for American foreign policy in the Middle East, if you look at the alignment of the French and the British with the United States in that part of the world, that's a significant fact. If the fact the world is turning more towards America than it has in the past 8 years, that's a very good thing for this country. When you look at North Korea's nuclear arsenal and the potential danger it held, this is one of the chief foreign policy problems the United States has failed to acknowledge through Republican and Democrat administrations going back over 20 years. Indeed, if you go back to 1994, the framework agreement with the Clinton administration and the North Koreans actually assisted in many ways the North Koreans by giving them fuel aid without demanding, of course, inspections to make sure that they weren't going ahead with their nuclear program. This is one of the first and most significant steps forward, frankly, since the 1950s when the actual Korean War ended.
Well, the Korean War ended in 1953 with an armistice, but not a peace treaty, so we could actually get one for the first time in 65 years. And, of course, if this moves forward, you could see a reunified Korea, which would be something I don't know if any of us thought we would see in our lifetimes, but it's possible now. Let me back up, though, to one thing here. And you're talking about Donald Trump's presence on the world stage, I think is a fair way to put it. What about Emmanuel Macron's state visit here to the United States? I thought it was a huge success yesterday, and I think that Macron's fondness for the president, which is obvious, is a big deal, too. What do you make of it?
It kind of represents the tide turning in Europe. If you look at how the continent has been devastated by a lot of really bad policies, and Macron seems to be someone bringing in a different move there, and in many ways the same way Donald Trump is in the United States, it indicates that I think our alliances with the European countries, NATO countries, is going to start to change. One of the things that we've seen, one of the manifestations of that, of course, has been the increase in defense budgets among the European countries after decades of frankly dropped defense budgets that were so inadequate that their militaries became something of a joke.
Yeah, not only that,
so-called
but
neutral countries like Sweden, which had essentially devastated its military, it's not even a part of NATO, they've been reviving their military, acknowledging that there is a real threat, a threat that President Trump has been talking about for some time.
And it's a great point you make, Frank. Frank Vernuccio here from New York Analysis of Policy and Government. The point is, and in fact, on this trip, Emmanuel Macron said that France would step up and do their complete amount of money will go in for NATO. So that's extremely important, which hadn't happened in the past. And remember, let me take you back to the campaign of 2016, when those on the left laughed at Donald Trump. You'll never get NATO members. You're not going to tell them how much money they have to spend. You're not going to dictate to them. Well, guess what? Donald Trump has dictated to NATO members. They have increased what they're supposed to put into the kitty. They've come up to where they're supposed to be. They're doing it the way they're supposed to. And it's because the president said you can't get a free ride anymore. So it is working, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. And again, you look up and down the continent, there's one big exception, of course, which is Germany. But Angela Merkel's leadership has become increasingly questioned. She is politically very weakened within her own country. But other than Germany, there does seem to be a great deal of revival of interest in defense. And you have to point out that a lot of it is owing to the policies that President Trump has pursued and the things that President Trump has said. One of the unique things in American foreign policy and domestic policy that we've seen lately has been an acknowledgement of real problems and real attempts at solutions. Just like in North Korea, where administrations ignore the issue for so long, we're seeing a revival of interest in real issues and the potential for real solutions.
Here's something else that I think I should point out. I mean, is we've come quite a ways since the president said fire and fury like the world has never seen would rain upon North Korea if they did anything to threaten the United States. From calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man to referring to him as honorable here yesterday, in fact, saying he's doing the honorable thing in what he's done so far. But he also keeps saying we're not afraid to walk away from the table if we think that it's not really happening, or basically if they're pulling a fast one on us, we'll get up and walk out. And that's not what you want to have happen. That will not be a good thing. I think Kim Jong-un actually might have gotten the memo.
If you recall, Steve, and it's important that you brought that up, because if you recall, when the president used that phrase, the criticism was harsh. Just like, and I recall covering President Reagan back in the 80s, people said that his rhetoric and his concepts were going to bring about World War III. We heard the exact same thing about Donald Trump. Well, rather than bring about World War III, Ronald Reagan was instrumental in the downfall of the Soviet Union. And I think to a great extent, President Trump's policies, if they have a chance to succeed, if he gets the Congress that he wants after the 2018 election, they could have the same extraordinary effect on the world today that Ronald Reagan had in the 1980s.
Frank, I think you're spot on. Frank Vernuccio here serves as editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. Frank, as always, thank you.
Steve, it was great being with you. I look forward to our next discussion.
All right, everybody. Frank Vernuccio. Quick break here. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power.